Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Maggie Smith. Welcome to the third lesson in your Foundational Care series. This month I have such a great topic for you. We're going to talk about a concept called smudging, and we're going to talk about how to improve your sensation and your brain's ability to process sensory information. We're also going to talk about how these concepts will help you better improve your experience in the world on a daily basis. It's some really cool stuff that is going to help you decrease pain, but it's also going to help your life feel better, help your body feel better, and be more enjoyable, even if you don't have any pain. For this module, you're going to need a paperclip, so go ahead and get one of those. While you're looking for that, how did you do on last month's exercises? Last month, we talked about proprioception and balance, and how improving the awareness of where your joints are will decrease your pain and increase your self-awareness. Did you do your exercises? Did you watch the videos I made? If you haven't gotten a chance to listen to last month's module, that's okay. It's really good, so you should, but as long as you listen to the first module, you'll understand the big picture of what we're talking about today. As you remember from that first module, the big picture of what we're talking about is the awareness model. Body awareness helps you function better. It helps you be healthy. It helps you avoid injury. It decreases pain and it increases your enjoyment of the world around you. The goal of these modules is to help you get more aware of your body. It's to get your brain and your body communicating better, because research has shown time and time again that pain is caused a lot more by miscommunication between your brain and your body than it is caused by physical injuries. So that injury model is outdated, but you remember that because you've listened to the first module. In the last module, I talked about the importance of your joints and joint communication. This month, we're going to talk about sensory information. We're going to talk about your skin and your brain and how your brain receives information from your body. This impacts your pain levels, it impacts your brain function, and it's really relevant and really important even for those of you who are not in pain, because the same concepts apply. If you aren't feeling pain, you can still improve your sensory experience and you still will benefit greatly from doing that. When I say sensory experience, I mean the feeling of warmth when you hold a mug of hot tea. I mean feeling the softness of a cashmere sweater, feeling sand between your toes. These are all experiences that you have because of your senses, and so they are called sensory experiences. The neurological process of taking that sensory information and turning it into information and into sensations is called sensory processing. So we're going to talk about sensory experiences, which is the experience you have of feeling warm, feeling cold, feeling hot, feeling soft things. And sensory processing is the neurological way that that happens. Improving your sensory processing will improve your brain function. It's going to increase your body awareness and it's going to increase your sensory experience. Sometimes patients will say to me that once they start getting adjusted, they're feeling things better. That their clothes feel softer, or holding hands feels nicer, or other ways that they touch and feel things is just more enjoyable, which is a really nice thing to hear. And it makes complete sense because chiropractic care improves your sensory processing abilities. It's just one of the great things that chiropractic care does. And what's really cool is that when you increase your sensory processing, you actually decrease your pain levels. So when you feel more detail and more nuance in the good things, you also feel less pain. So sensory processing is a total win-win, and you want to get it as good as possible, whether or not you have pain. The other really cool thing about this is that it goes both ways. When you have pain in an area, you have less sensory awareness of that area, right? So when you feel pain in a part of your body, you're also going to have less ability to feel other sensations. When your pain increases, sensation decreases. Your awareness of your body goes down as your pain levels go up. It's kind of a surprising finding, unless you think about it in terms of the awareness model that we've been talking about. The awareness model is all about that inverse relationship between awareness and pain. So, as we've been talking about that in module after module, at this point, maybe that's not a surprise to you. At this point, it makes total sense to you that as pain levels go up, sensory information goes down. And that's true of your skin. Last month, we talked about it in terms of your joints, with balance levels increasing and pain levels decreasing. It happens in a lot of different ways. This month, we're talking about how it happens in your skin with sensation going up or down and pain doing the opposite of that. In the case of skin and sensation, the lost awareness is actually lost in your brain. So your brain loses awareness of where sensations in your body are coming from. And let me explain that a little better because that may be hard to understand. If I poke you in the back, can you tell if I'm poking you in the middle of your back or in your upper back? It can be hard to tell sometimes. And that's an example of what we're talking about. When your brain has decreased awareness of part of your body, it's called smudging. So smudging is one of the main ways that neurologists and doctors talk about this concept of sensation going down. So take your hand as an example. In a healthy person who has no pain, there's a spot in your brain for recognizing the knuckle on your ring finger and a spot in your brain for recognizing the knuckle on your middle finger. So without looking, if I touch your ring finger knuckle, you can tell me that that's what I'm touching, right? You can feel that and you can feel where I'm touching your hand. If you have a lot of pain, even if that pain is in your neck, even if that pain is in your shoulder, and I touch the knuckle on your ring finger, you'll know that I'm touching your hand. You'll know that I'm touching your knuckle, but exactly which finger I'm touching might be really hard for you to tell. Your brain does this thing that's called smudging. It can tell you in general that I'm touching your finger, that I'm touching your knuckle. But the nuanced detail of which finger I'm touching, that's just, it's like this smudge in your brain, right? It's not clear, it's not detailed. You can't tell me exactly what's going on. You can just tell me in general. What's interesting about that is that when you have that kind of smudging going on, you also have more pain. So you can't feel discrete things, right? You can't tell which finger I'm touching, but you feel pain more intensely. So not only does pain cause smudging, but smudging causes pain. And it's this feedback loop that you want to avoid of when you're in pain, you can't feel your body as well. And when you can't feel your body as well, you then have more pain. That probably makes sense given the awareness model. This may totally make sense, but what's really interesting about this is that it can be reversed. So you can practice increasing your awareness, and that will result in your brain increasing its ability to distinguish different parts of your body. And that will lead to less pain and more feeling of soft sweaters and warm hugs and hand-holding. And you'll start feeling things in this exquisite detail that you didn't have before because you practiced improving your sensory experience. So do you want to know how to do that? It's experiment time. So do you have that paperclip I told you that you need? So unfold it so that it's a kind of in a U shape, right? So that you have two prongs at the end sticking out in the same direction. Make those prongs about a centimeter apart. You want them close enough together that you can put both of them on your finger and put them really on your fingertip at the same time. There's a picture of this on the website if you need to see it, to see what I'm talking about. So, you have your paperclip unfolded in a U shape. So now that you do, put those two prongs on your fingertip. Do you feel the two different points? Or does it just feel like one point and you can't quite tell that there's two prongs to that U shape? If you only feel one point, move the paperclip a little farther apart. Move it apart until you feel two distinct points to that. So now do the same thing on your arm. Can you feel those two prongs? Or does it feel just like one sensation pushing against your skin? You're going to have to move the prongs a lot farther apart on your arm until you finally feel them as two different points. It's interesting, right? You can get them a lot closer together on your finger than you can on your arm. If you were to try this on your upper arm or on your thigh or on your back, you'd notice that you have to get the points even farther apart still. This is called two-point discrimination, the ability to discriminate and sense that there are two different points. You have a lot more nerves for sensation in your fingers than you do in your arm. So your fingers are more sensitive. You can pick up that discrimination at a much smaller level than when it's on your arm, than when it's on your back. Your brain has a lot more space for processing information about sensations from your fingers as it does from sensations from your arm, which is why those points can get so close together. But as I said before, if you have pain, even if it's not in your hand, even if it's in your neck, even if it's in your shoulder, you're gonna have more trouble discriminating those points on your finger. And the reason you have trouble is actually coming from your brain. The good thing about this is that it's very, very reversible. There are a bunch of things you can do to get that discrimination to be more specific. Or if it's already pretty specific, there are things you can do to make it even more nuanced and even more detailed. The first thing you can do is to get adjusted. Chiropractic care has an amazing ability to help increase your two-point discrimination. There have been a bunch of really cool studies on the impact of chiropractic adjustments on smudging, on two-point discrimination. And what they found over and over again is that after an adjustment, people have a much more nuanced ability to distinguish sensation. Researchers have taken people who have chronic neck pain, and they've tested how well they can understand two different points. Then they adjust them, and after the adjustment, they had a dramatically increased ability to distinguish those two points. Their ability to distinguish those two points was almost as good after an adjustment as people who had no pain at all, which is pretty cool. Just with one adjustment, right afterwards, it got better. Of course, it keeps getting better the more you get adjusted, but it's certainly a really good start. And when your discrimination increases, your pain decreases, right? So the better people can do on that test, the less pain they're going to have. So get adjusted. It's going to help with this. The other thing that you can do is actually just practice two-point discrimination. Other studies have shown that by practicing this, you can improve it. And as I said, by improving it, you decrease your pain levels. You increase your sensory experience of the world around you. The act of practicing improving this two-point discrimination is called tactile acuity training. You can go online and you can buy different tools to improve your tactile acuity, or you can just use the paperclip that you have. You can try putting it on different parts of your hands and just notice. Maybe one of your hands can have more detailed information than the other, right? Maybe on one hand you can get those two points closer together. Try it on the palm of your hand versus on the back of your hand. Just play around with it. You can also get different objects if you want. You could get a thicker paper clip and a thinner one. You could get a plastic fork. Anything that you have that's going to have two small points close to each other will help. And you just want to stimulate your skin. You want to just start noticing. Like, can I feel 2 points? Can I feel 1 point? How far apart do they have to be before it feels like 2 points? What about on this part of my hand? What about over here? Really just playing around with it is going to help your brain get trained in distinguishing. You want to do this twice a day and just for a few minutes. Focus on your hands. But if you have lower body pain and you can easily reach your feet, you can certainly do it on your feet as well. Research has shown that it's only going to take a couple weeks for your brain to make noticeable changes in this. So it's a really easy way to improve your brain coordination, your brain communication, and your pain levels are going to go down. And your ability field will go up, and all sorts of good things are going to happen. So play around with this. It's a really good way to increase your sensory experience. It's a really great way to decrease pain levels. As always, let me know how's it going. Please email me if you have any questions, and I will see you soon. Have a good day.